You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events recorded live in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music, and I am R.P. Singh. Today, we are excited to welcome back the French saxophone and guitar jazz duo Olivier de Colombelle and Romain Fitoussi to our show. We first presented these fantastic musicians in episodes 62 and 63 back in 2016. Fast forward to November 2018, where we caught up with Olivier and Romain performing at the Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. But first, a reminder of their backstory. Olivier's and Romain's friendship started a long time ago when both musicians still lived in France. They studied music together and performed in jazz venues for many years. In 2013, their musical cooperation came to a sudden end when Olivier found the love of his life in Canada's north and moved from Paris, France, to Whitehorse, Yukon. Although he had not even known where the Yukon was on the map, he settled comfortably into his new home and quickly made a name for himself in the local music scene. Despite the musical breakup in Paris, Olivier and Romain stayed in touch. When Olivier suggested to his friend that he should come to the Yukon, visit, and play some music, Romain did not hesitate to accept the invitation. It was late October 2016 when Romain arrived in the Yukon for a two-week visit. This one-time musical collaboration project in the Yukon was so well received by the audience that Olivier invited Romain back to the Yukon 2 years later. And of course, Jam Live was there to record this concert. As with the previous performance by this duo, this event was hosted by Jazz Yukon as part of its Jazz in the Hall live music series. Enough talk from me. Here is our MC of the evening, Mr. Jazz Whiz Steve Gedrose, opening the proceedings with an intriguing conversation with Olivier and Romain about their longtime friendship and musical collaboration. It's all yours, Steve.
I'd like to call Olivier and Romain up to the stage now. Well, Olivier, you can give us a little history of you guys' history of playing music together.
Sure.
I know there's a long and extensive history.
Yes. Yeah? Just keeping the saxophone upstairs because it's warmer. They don't like to be cold. So this project, maybe some of you were here 2 years ago. The project started a while ago, probably almost 10 years ago, I would say.
More.
More, yes.
We're getting old.
I don't want to count. Yeah.
I would say 12.
Yeah. So we met at the Jazz Conservatory in Paris, and we discovered pretty soon that we had a lot in common, particularly the taste for music and for jazz. So what we did, we decided every Tuesday morning to get together, having a good coffee and playing 3 or 4 hours of jazz together. And it became almost a religion. We wanted this, like Tuesday morning, it was just about jazz and playing together. And we started to visit music like Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane, Charles Mingus, Miles Davis, of course, Chet Baker. Suddenly this duet, it became obvious to us that we needed to do something with that. And we started to play as a trio in different places in Paris. And it started to be a band. And suddenly we had a band, and we're still here 15 years later. So this is pretty awesome. And in Whitehorse now. So,
yes. Exactly. Yeah. Thanks for that. I know that 2 years ago you were focused on the music of Thomas Chapin, wonderful saxophonist. Absolutely. Perhaps you can give us an idea of some of the songs you'll be playing tonight for us.
Yeah. So Thomas Chapin is actually, Romain would talk about Thomas Chapin better than me, but what we're going to play tonight is a bit... We're going back in time, so 2 years ago we played this Thomas Chapin music. It's amazing, but this guy I think is also was inspired a lot by all those guys, especially in the 60s. We're talking about John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk. So going back in time a bit in inspiration and say, okay, we started by Thomas Chapin and now we decided to go back a little bit little bit further in the vortex of time. And so yeah, we're going to play a few tunes of John Coltrane. One piece called 26-2, and a few pieces by Thelonious Monk. Maybe one or two.
Maybe
I don't know.
One.
We'll see. Yes. Do you want to talk about Thomas Chapin a bit? Also, how it started for you?
Thomas Chapin. It was to me like teenage heroes. we sometimes have when we need to target something in life. So it started like this to me. And as Olivier was my best friend for music, I just wanted to share with him what I
just
found.
Just for music.
There's no difference between music and life.
Yeah. We are just not talking, we're just playing, no talk.
So it was a pleasure to share the music of a guy you just love. And it worked because when you listen to a saxophonist, I feel that you really really can recognize his character and who he is. And when I after a time of playing with Olivier, I was sure that he gonna match with the music of Thomas Chapin. They are both really good musicians. I mean, instrumentalists and. They also have a world inside them, like artists have. So this is not just instrumentalist, just artist. That's what happened. And just about the possible way to put all together what we decided to play tonight, I think it's a common point of everything that it's people, they have a strong level of music, and at the same time, it's strong composers. The idea was also to make something that made sense in terms of narrations. So it's not just music, it's art and
telling stories.
Telling stories. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Great, thanks you guys. Perhaps you can tell us about how the arrangements came to be. Did the band have some input or did you guys bring arrangements to the group?
No, we don't ask them anything. No. They have too much opinions, too many opinions. No, of course it's a work as a quintet. Of course we came with the songs that we were interested in, but of course we spent also some time decided what we wanted to do as a quintet. It's very rich, it's very dense. It's a dense work because also we have to find sometimes common ground or where we want to lead the piece, because Romain and I, since we started playing together, we have one thing in common, is we don't really like to play exactly like the CD, because there's no point for us. So we always try to revisit in a way what has been, especially when it's this kind of music, there's so much room and so much space and so many opportunities to try something else. So the quintet with Paul and Daniel and Lonnie was a great place for that, to experiment and to try different things. I would say that this time we had a bit less time than last time. Last time I think we had a bit more time of preparing, and so this time it was great because we were a bit in the pressure of, okay, we have to put everything together. And so what you're going to hear, especially the first part of the show, we put all those pieces together as a puzzle instead of saying, oh, it's going to be one piece and after one piece and another piece. We decided to try to combine as if it was one big piece. So you're going to hear some Monk with Thomas Chapin with originals blended together. And we'll stop once in a while. But yes. So it was really the thing that we wanted to do tonight, is try to be more like almost like a classical concert, where you have, you know, those big part and after you can stop and breathe a bit, but having a link between all those composers.
Great. I think we should call up the band. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Please welcome Daniel Jank on piano and keyboard, Paul Bergman on the upright bass, and Mr. Lonnie Powell at the drums. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody's doing okay? Good. So it's not over, okay? That was just the first part. So we played two originals at the beginning, and we played Thomas Chapin, and now we're gonna play Tad Dameron, a song, one of my favorite called Hot House. I'd like just to introduce the band at the beginning of this show. Lonnie Powell on drum. Piano and keys tonight, Daniel Jank. On bass, Paul Bergman. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And from Paris for a few weeks here, my friend Romain Fitoussi on guitar. And I'm Olivier de Corombel. I'm happy to call this place home now.
everything so far?
Good.